producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of you naysayers, you know, tell me, look, okay, we could have a healthcare system like Canada. We could have a healthcare system like Europe. So, Dahlia, quit griping about Obamacare. Let's do what they do. All right, fine, if that's what you want. But up in Canada, looks like you're going to have a harder time getting screened for colon cancer. I believe last week, the Canadian Task Force on Preventative Health Care recommended that colonoscopy should not be used to screen adults for colon cancer. To skip the colonoscopy and just check for blood in the stool. Currently, all Canadian programs recommend screening for stool tests called the GWAC fecal occult blood testing, or occult blood in the feces, okay, not a blood test, or fecal immunochemical testing, again, looking for blood. In the journal CMAJ, the Canadian Task Force on Preventative Healthcare presented its updated recommendations for screening for colon cancer in adults age 50 years or older who have no symptoms and who are not at high risk for colon cancer. So, they recommend in Canada screening adults age 60 to 74 with these stool cards every 2 years or a flexible sigmoidoscopy as opposed to a rigid. You do not want the rigid. Whew. Every 10 years. And then they make a weak recommendation for using a similar approach in adults age 50 to 59. So when you're over 74, no screening. Actually, over 75, they say the task force recommends against screening adults age 75 or older because existing studies do not demonstrate an improvement in colon cancer mortality from such screening. Now, that confuses me because if we're going to be living later and later till our 90s, you think it would be kind of nice to be up on our colon cancer screening, but that's neither here nor there. All right, so what are we doing in America? Well, in the U.S. Preventative Task Force, our task force, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, back in 2008, supports the use of the fecal testing, the flexible sigmoidoscopy, or colonoscopy once we're age 50. By the way, if you have any blood in the stool, or if you have any family history, you're getting screened sooner than age 50, okay? So, so what does this mean? Well, many of you guys are like, look, I can't stand the colonoscopy. It's invasive. You run the risk of having your bowel perforated. I get that. I mean, that is concerning. Okay? You know, I've known of patients that went, got a colonoscopy, and the scope perforated the bowel. I don't blame you. That's nerve-wracking. Okay, it's something that none of us would want. So if you could do a simple at-home test in the privacy of your home without going through the prep and having to poop all night long and then having to go through a scope up in there and, you know, having everybody kind of look at your tush and see the tattoo that you have on there. And, you know, I can understand why many people are probably applauding this, and I wouldn't be surprised if America adopts it. But here's my issue with it, okay? We just heard of another patient where their family member has spots in the liver and spots all over. And it looks like it started from the colon. Well, when, you know, you hear this, you're like, colon cancer shouldn't be killing anybody anymore because we have means to stop it in our tracks. What makes this such a difficult decision as a doctor, okay? Because trust me, I would love to myself not have to get colonoscopies anymore. is the colonoscopy is the only test that prevents cancer when you're screened. If they see the polyp and take out the polyp, that polyp can never turn to cancer. All right? You don't get that with a mammogram. You should still get your mammograms, but the mammograms are taking pictures. They're not doing anything to pluck any precancerous polyp out or precancerous mass as a mammogram. So, you know, if you have high risk, and that's what Canada, I think, is also echoing. Okay, this is for people of low risk. But like me, we didn't know we were high risk until two of our family members died from metastatic colon cancer. So, because of both sides of the family having colon cancer, I'm at high risk. So no matter what, they're going to still recommend scopes for me. But what if you have family that just won't go? Or they die and nobody gets an autopsy. Nobody knows. Nobody finds out why. All right. Having colon cancer in the family, that could be vicious. And colon cancer is a mean cancer to fight. So, what about these stool tests? Okay. Are they good enough? Well, checking for blood in the stool is nice because if you have cancer, a lot of times it bleeds. But that's the key phrase. A lot of times. How many cancers have you seen that don't start to ooze blood right away? All right, maybe it won't decide to ooze blood until it spreads into the bloodstream. Did you ever think about that? You can have a polyp that's growing and growing, but all the bad stuff is happening kind of internally and not where it could seep a little bit of blood through your GI tract. If that's the case, waiting for you to finally show up some blood on these fecal testing cards, which, by the way, a lot of you guys do wrong. You're not supposed to be eating meat for days before. You're supposed to be doing separate tests. You're not supposed to be trying to get it over with the same stool for all three tests. You're supposed to be kind of splitting it up throughout the week. So if you're not going to do it right, how do we know you really are bleeding on the inside? So, and then what about those of you with hemorrhoids? A lot of you guys have blood in your stool from hemorrhoids. How the heck are we supposed to know what the difference is? Again, the colonoscopy. Now, many of you guys have asked, well, what about a sigmoidoscopy? The flexible sigmoidoscopy, that was tough because we wouldn't put you under for that. So you'd have to be awake through the whole time. That was not comfortable. And the flexible sigmoidoscopy only goes to the sigmoid. Okay? I mean, we're not getting the full length of the bowel or as close to it that we do with the colonoscopy. So if you have something higher up, could it miss it? So, yes, the flexible sigmoidoscopy is still a very useful tool, but most of the doctors in my neck of the woods don't really use it because the colonoscopy is so much better. So, yeah, but that's what you get with socialized medicine. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Brazil has confirmed more microcephaly births. You know, we've been using roughly the same number, the 4,000 cases, and we really haven't been reporting much from Brazil's health ministry. But right now, they have released new figures from, I believe, yesterday, confirming 58 additional cases of infants with microcephaly, which is the congenital abnormality where they're born with an undersized skull and brain, so their brain can't continue to develop well. The ministry said that since October 22nd, when microcephaly notification became obligatory, so what, people would have babies born in their hospitals with microcephaly and they wouldn't say anything? I guess October 22nd is when Brazil said, okay, guys, you need to report this to us There have been a total of 641 confirmed cases of microcephaly. Lab testing has confirmed the presence of Zika virus in 82 of those cases so far. They're still being tested or trying to track down. In 2014, before case reporting became mandatory, there were 147 cases of microcephaly recorded in Brazil. So we still haven't gotten the final, all right, guys, this is what causes it. But many doctors, researchers, and health authorities are saying it's really looking like Zika and microcephaly is possibly the issue. When they went back to look at people with Guillain-Barré, in this one study we talked about earlier in the week, they found Zika in many prior Zika exposure in most of those cases. So we're looking at a microcephaly or we're looking at Guillain-Barré, a neurological syndrome, both devastating for people. So on February 1st, the World Health Organization in Geneva declared Zika and its suspected side effects, including the microcephaly and the Guillain-Barré neurological disorder, to be a global health emergency. But we're also seeing more dengue fever cases. Those have reached 170,000 through February 6th, up 46% from the 116,000 cases seen during the same period last year. In all of 2015, the number of dengue cases reached a record of 1.65 million cases in Brazil. So, those deaths, dengue fever could cause death, obviously. It's a mosquito-carried disease, just like Zika is, and they believe it's carried by the same mosquito. So, Aedes aegypti is the principal mosquito vector, and also it does chikungunya. And chikungunya, has been also spreading it across the Americas as well. So, all right, we'll keep you guys more posted. Right now, the number is up to 5909 cases initially suspected to be Zika-related microcephaly reported in Brazil since October 22nd. A total of 1,046 have been rejected, either because the test showed that they didn't have the microcephaly or the microcephaly was caused by another factor. Remember, microcephaly, the small brain, can be caused by toxins, infectious agents, syphilis could do it, rubella, alcohol use, drug abuse. So if a baby is born with a small head, they can't always blame Zika. There's another cause. And if they tested, you know, in the blood. A total of 4,200 suspected microcephaly cases are still being investigated, up from 4,100 cases under investigation last week. Between October 22nd and February 27th, there's been 139 suspected cases of death. Infant death nationwide because of the microcephaly. So 12 deaths have been ruled unrelated to the microcephaly. So this is still something that we're still kind of scratching our head on. Why now? Why all of a sudden now? What's going on with these mosquito? Why are we, so affected now? So, Fox did a really good job going through the timeline, and we've reviewed this. We're back in 1947. That's when the scientists, while they were researching yellow fever in Uganda's Zika forest, that's where they identified the Zika virus and a rhesus monkey. Hence, they called it Zika. The virus was recovered from a mosquito in the Zika forest in 1948. They saw the first human cases in 52 in Uganda and Tanzania. Then they found in Nigeria in 54. Then between the 60s and the 80s, Zika was detected in mosquitoes and monkeys across equatorial Africa. Then between 69 and 83, they saw it in equatorial Asia, including India, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Pakistan. 2007, Zika spreads from Africa to Asia. First large outbreak of on the Pacific island of Yap. 2012, researchers identified two distinct lineages, the African and the Asian. Then 2013, 2014, we see this in French Polynesia, Easter Island, the Cook Islands, and New Caledonia. So when they go back, they go, well, wait a second. There were birth defects and several neurological complications in babies in French Polynesia and realize that might have been from the Zika. March 2nd, 2015, Brazil reports an illness characterized by skin rash in the northeastern states. Brazil reports detection of neurological disorders in newborns on the 17th, October 5th. Cape Verde has cases. Then October 22nd, Colombia. October 30th, Brazil reports increases in microcephaly, abnormally small heads. November 11th, it's declared a public health emergency. And then throughout winter, we've seen cases reported in Suriname, Panama, El Salvador, Mexico, Guatemala, Paraguay, Venezuela, French Guiana, Martinique, Puerto Rico, Guyana, Ecuador, Barbados, Bolivia, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Curacao, Jamaica. World Health Organization by February 1st declares this a public health emergency. February 2nd is when we see the first case of Zika transmission in the United States, contracted through sex and possibly not a mosquito bite. By February 5th, the U.S. CDC says the virus is actively being transmitted in 30 countries. February 8th, President Barack Obama requests $1.8 billion to fight Zika. February 12th, Brazil is investigating the link between the Zika infections and the microcephaly. And about 462 were confirmed as microcephaly and 41 determined to be linked to the virus. Brazil, by February 17th, investigating a link between 4,400 suspected cases. World Health Organization seeks $56 million to fight Zika. By February 18th, the CDC adds Aruba and Bonaire to countries and territories with active outbreaks. Now we're up to 32 countries. This is a great timeline. Then February 23rd, the CDC investigates 14 possible cases of sexual transmission of Zika and at the same time adds Trinidad, Tobago, and Marshall Islands to countries and territories with outbreak, now the total of 34 countries. By February 25th, Brazil says confirmed microcephaly cases number more than 580 and considers them to be related to the Zika infections, and Brazil is still looking at the other 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly. By February 27th, France detects their first sexually transmitted case of Zika. February 29th, the CDC decides to add St. Martin, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, to countries and territories with active outbreaks. By March 1, Brazil says confirmed microcephaly cases rose to 641 and considers most of them to be related to Zika infections in the mothers. And now Brazil is investigating an additional 4,200 suspected cases of microcephaly. And I believe today, I need to double check this and I apologize. I believe today we heard that I think Colorado might be the next state. That's right. Colorado public health officials have confirmed two now Zika virus cases, I believe, from travel. I don't believe they think that it came from sexual transmission. So, you know, it's still small here in the United States, but what's so significant about Colorado is Colorado's pretty north, okay? It's more north than where I live. So let me see if we even see any of the cities. I don't know if they bring that up yet. But the Colorado Department of Health, Public Health and Environment says the cases are reported and that both patients have recovered. However, it's important to note if they receive them through travel, okay? What's very concerning about this is these mosquitoes are pretty resilient, and we've talked about this on the show a lot. So if these mosquitoes, as we come into our warmer, more muggy season, and this is going to start to happen over the next few months, if these mosquitoes are able to travel and transmit this, we could see Brazilian-type proportions than here in our United States. Now, if it's sexually transmitted, we may be able to hold it at bay. Okay, telling people to use condoms and not have sex with somebody who had a viral illness. And remember, Zika, most of you guys aren't getting checked. You hardly feel anything if you do. You feel bad, maybe you get a rash, maybe you get some red eyes, maybe you get some joint pains, but a lot of you guys don't go to the doctor. You have crappy deductibles with your health insurance, or you don't have health insurance, or you're, you know, in between health insurance, and so it goes away so you don't pursue it. But we start having mosquitoes bite each other, we could see some serious cases. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. As we get gray hair, some of us groan, some of us are happy about it. I'm going to look at George Clooney. George Clooney is just welcoming the gray. Obama's more gray. Donald Trump is orange. Hillary is embracing the gray. I'm going to eventually embrace the gray, but what I really cannot wait to do is finally be a blonde. You know, my mom was always, you know, a brunette. And, oh, she'll get so mad. Oh, come on. Like, my mom's a real blonde, really, please. But her blonde is amazing. Now that her hair is gray, she is able to have the blonde that we have always wanted. Me, my hair used to be orange, you know, because I would use the sun in. Remember in the 80s? It was a peroxide that you would put, then you'd lay out in the sun and you would try to lighten your hair. So I was using that. I was also putting lemon in my hair. And so I hope I don't get skin cancer as a result of that, because boy, did I laid out not to get a tan, but to look more blonde. That's how you would, you know, the inexpensive way to dye your hair. So I'm going to embrace the gray, because then I'll be able to turn blonder. The blonde I want to. You know, like, who's the blonde? She was in Melrose Place, and she was also in a movie in the 80s. You guys, Heather Locklear. That white blonde is what I like. Platinum. Yeah, that's what I want to be. Oh, come on, I'd look good. I would look so good, platinum blonde. Anyway, a new study raises the possibility of being able to prevent hair from going gray in the first place. That's for those of us who don't want the gray. London researchers have identified a gene that causes hair to lose its natural color. It's called IRF4, and the revelation comes from the most comprehensive study of its kind, they say, involving more than 6,000 people from 5 different countries and different backgrounds. They say, we already know several genes involved in balding and hair color, but this is the first time a gene for graying has been identified in humans. So, as CNN explains, if more studies can confirm the role of the cellular pathway in graying than Anderson Cooper, I think Anderson Cooper's a pretty good-looking guy, researchers could look for proteins or enzymes that might be lacking in the pathway among those salt and pepper cases, and perhaps find a way to supplement them with a pill or a cream. I'll pop a pill if it makes me look younger. Fine by me. The study in Nature Communications also identified genes related to curly hair, beard thickness, eyebrow thickness, and yes, the monobrow. I call it a unibrow. The findings might have more serious uses, though, they say, beyond cosmetics. They say insight into the genes that affect appearance could improve police forensics. It could also help make better profiles of suspects. It could give anthropologists a better understanding of ancient civilizations. So, I get, you know, pretty cool. All right, so it doesn't mean we have any means to stop gray hair now. But I got to tell you, man, George Clooney looks good. And like I said, the gray just allows me to dye more blonde. So I'm fine with that. All right, speaking of ancient civilizations, they believe they found the oldest organism to have lived on dry land. And it was a fossilized fungus, they believe, that kick-started life. And this mushroom is 440 million years old. They say the fungus lived 440 million years old and is said to fill an important gap in the evolution of life. It is the oldest fossil of a land-dwelling organism ever found, and its discovery suggests dry land was first colonized by primitive mushrooms. Well, wait a second. Okay, if you look back to the days of when God created Earth, plants did come before animals, so that would make sense. I don't know if fungus is considered a plant. It is the oldest fossil of a, let me see. It's not a plant. Yeah, I think mushrooms are pretty ugly, so I wouldn't even think
is one of the most genetically diverse kingdoms in the Tree of Life, and you get 5 different kingdoms, I think it is, and maybe they made a 6th one. I don't know.
So many microscopic
little tiny thingies out there.
I didn't know you were such a fun guy. Look at how you know all this about fungus. This is great.
Shh, don't tell anybody. They'll think I'm smart, and then they'll expect things of me.
You're very studious. You know, I should have known that. That did crack a little memory back from my college days, but I just don't remember much about my college days. Thank you, Tom. See, it helps to have some youth.
See, that's why it pays to not go to college, because then you're more likely to remember things from the lack of beer.
Yes. Amen to that. So the early pioneer was known as Tortotubus. It, I guess, played an important role in laying the groundwork for complex plants and then animals to exist out of the sea by beginning the process of root and soil formation. They say rot, but I think they meant root. Dr. Martin Smith of Durham University said during the period when this organism existed, life was almost entirely restricted to the oceans. Nothing more complex than simple mossy and lichen-like plants that have yet evolved on the land. But before there could be flowering plants or trees or the animals that depend on them, you needed, I guess, they say rot and soil. This is coming from, though, the Daily Mail, so maybe that's a British thing. I don't know. So anyway, so what did the scientist do? I don't know. By reconstructing its growth, he was able to show the fossils represent mycelium, which is the root-like filaments that fungi use to extract nutrients from the soil. It was agreed that life first migrated from the ocean to land early in the Paleozoic era. If that's in the Bible, then I'm in agreement. Between 400 and 450 million years ago. But before any complex forms could emerge, you had to have nutrients to support them. I could not eat a mushroom if my life depended on it. They taste like crap. Fungi played a key role by kickstarting the rotting process, meaning a layer of fertile soil could eventually be built up. I still think it's supposed to be rooting. This enabled plants with root systems to establish themselves, which in turn could support animal life. So animals could then eat the fungi. Decomposing fungi converted nitrogen-containing compounds in plant and animal waste and remains back into nitrates. Nitrates get incorporated into the soil and can then again be taken up by plants. So these early fungi started the process by getting nitrogen and oxygen into the soil. So pretty good guys. All right. So I guess when they're, you know, they pick up nitrates. Then as they decompose, they put them back into the earth, so what comes around goes around. Now, in modern fungi, the structure is associated with a decomposition of matter, allowing a fungus colony to move nutrients to where they are needed. They're pretty smart, these suckers. And I guess they're able to adapt to the environment. So I'm right now looking at a bunch of fungus. It still doesn't make me hungry by any means. And I don't know what else to say about this, but it's pretty cool. All right, fungi. I feel stupid. I can't believe all that money in college. Well, luckily I got a full ride academic scholarship, but all that money, all that time, all that studying, and I can't remember anything about fungus unless I'm just getting older. That really stinks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lots of us get joint injections, steroid injections, right in our knees. Well, they're saying that if you get a steroid injection to relieve pain and inflammation before your joint replacement surgery, it could increase infection risk. Well, the answer to that is a no duh, because it decreases your ability to fight infection. They say patients who got the injections before having total hip or knee arthroplasty were at larger risk for infections, according to researchers who presented the studies at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. So the steroids obviously reduce inflammation, and so you can't fight infection when you get it. So many of you guys, while you're waiting for the surgery to get approved by insurance and waiting to get your pre-op, you tell the doctor, look, I'm in pain, do something. So they shoot you with a steroid injection in your knee or shoulder or hip. Now they're saying maybe you need to wait. The infection rate 1 year after surgery for patients who did not have an injection was 2.06%, but for patients who had an injection, it jumped to 2.8%. The strongest period for increased risk was 12 weeks before the surgery. So having a shot 3 months before the surgery could increase your risk. Talk to your orthopedic doctor about this. All right, more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention. Citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, there's a South Carolina teacher who was forced to resign after, get this, a student stole her phone and shared her nude pictures with her classmates. Leanne Arthur, 33 years old, was a former mechatronics, which I guess is mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, computer control, and information technology teacher at the Union County Career and Tech Center, doesn't think she should be held responsible for the theft. She was patrolling the halls, and she had said she took the partially nude pictures for her husband on Valentine's Day, and told WYFF that she knows who the student is because he is one of her 16-year-old students that she taught in her mechatronics class. The student, who had also warned her that something bad was coming, sent the images to other students through text messages and social media. So that should be against the law, sending pornography of somebody who did not want it. But then again, I guess she took the pictures and she put it up on the cloud. Well, that's a whole other discussion. Anyway, Arthur said the student told her that your day of reckoning is coming. When school officials got wind of the situation, they took action against the teacher. They gave her two choices, resign or the district will terminate her, according to Union County School Superintendent David Eubanks. He told the state that the quote-unquote the state, the article, the paper, that there is a right to privacy, but when we take inappropriate information or pictures, we had best make sure it remains private. Students had access to very inappropriate pictures of a teacher. So the teacher resigned last week, but she demanded. School officials are unsure how many students viewed the teacher's picture, but Eubanks said Arthur's phone was unlocked when it was swiped. Arthur filed a complaint about the theft with the Union Public Safety Department. She said that the student took pictures from my phone and sent them from his phone. He knows right and wrong. He had the ultimate decision to take pictures of my pictures. He had the ultimate decision to send them out. He had to hit my apps button and to open up all my apps and then open up my gallery. So three of her students have started an iPetition to bring Miss Arthur back to get signatures. And I guess, I think after being escorted off school property, we the students are left to believe that she has been forced to or given little choice but to resign. So they're, you know, fighting for her, obviously. Can I just say this, people? Okay. I've been married to my husband for 20 years. So, I mean, congratulations to you guys for coming up with new and innovative ways to be romantic. But for me, I am very old-fashioned, and I look at, if you take a picture, that means it's not private, okay? And, I am done with this, okay, you guys are naive. Okay, this woman seems to be very well-educated. If you're a mechatronic, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, computer person, you're obviously a brainiac. You're smart. So she had to know that when she was taking a picture, that it was obviously something that she was proud of and really wouldn't mind if somebody saw. Because obviously, if she is a computer tech, engineer, she knows that there's no privacy in computers. So she had to know that at some point, if anybody did see it, or if her husband showed her friends or whatever, she was proud of the picture. Okay, where she messed up was thinking that the kids are innocent. And these high school students aren't so innocent. Now, another thing I'm kind of shocked about is, again, somebody of this, I guess, stature in engineering should understand that phones have passwords and locks, etc. You don't keep your iPhone out. Now, I can understand the guy breaks into her purse, whatever. If it was just laying out there on the desk, okay, I don't think she should have had to be fired for this, but come on, where's your training? Okay, you don't leave a phone unlocked out there on the desk. By the way, my phone, as soon as it goes dark after a couple seconds, you need to re-put the password. So, how many seconds went by before this kid grabbed her phone? So, the situation is a little odd, so I, you know, I'm kind of interested to see how this plays out. And I do feel bad for her. I mean, it's bad enough to be, you know, ridiculed where, you know, people are seeing your nude pictures, but then to have to lose your job over it. But can I just say, and I'm hoping this is for the final time, people, do not, okay, I take pictures of yourself that you do not, that you do not expect will be seen by somebody else. But let's take this a step further. Imagine anything you do to be seen by kids, by adults, by foreign countries, okay? Think for a second here. If it's going on the internet, something gets hacked, or somebody steals your phone, everybody's going to see it. You know, I tell my boys that all the time. I go, before you leave for school, is there anything on that phone that if your school decided to confiscate your phone, you would be embarrassed about that it was on there? No, Mom, no, I just have texts to you and my friends, and no. Good, then leave the house. But if you have something that you don't want anybody to see, you have a crush on somebody, a picture, etc., then you should know gosh darn well that it gets in the hands of one person, it could get in the hands of everybody. So if she didn't realize that teenagers could later look at her pictures, I can't really say much for, you know, her training. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have been kind of asking me about this Esher birth control controversy. Okay, so Esher. It's a permanent birth control implant that the FDA wants to now have serious labels with serious warnings on there because of risks. The action comes after the FDA received more than 5,000 reports of complications from the device, including chronic pain, bleeding, allergic reactions, since this device was approved back in 2002. So Esher is manufactured by Bayer. It's an irreversible form of birth control. So if you get this device, you aren't going to get pregnant again. So it's for women who are done having children. And the chance of pregnancy, even if this device is correctly implanted, is less than 1%. They say right now that 750,000 women have received Esher since it was launched in 2002. Rather than getting your tubes tied, the Esher doesn't require surgical incisions. A doctor can insert this implant through a woman's vagina, past her cervix, and up into the fallopian tubes. Over time, scar tissues build up around the insert, forming a barrier so sperm can't reach the eggs in the fallopian tubes. Remember, that's where you get pregnant. You don't get pregnant in the uterus. You get pregnant up in the fallopian tubes. So if your fallopian tubes are completely scarred up based on this, then you can't get pregnant. That's for women who don't want to go through the surgery of being cut and having the tubes tied. The device is made from a nickel titanium alloy. So if you end up having nickel allergy, you can get a reaction to the device. Some of you guys get a rash by your belt buckle or by the snap of your pants. That could be a nickel allergy reaction. So what are the complaints? Well, the FDA still says it still considers Esher an appropriate option for the majority of women seeking birth control, but the agency also noted that some women may be at risk for serious problems. A lot of women have complained of pain, abnormal bleeding, allergic reactions, perforation of the uterus, or perforation of the fallopian tubes. Think about it. You got something there irritating the line of the fallopian tube. Do you start getting thinning of the wall? Does the scar tissue and the thinning of the wall later cause opening of the tissue? So what's the FDA doing? So they're going to require a new warning label on the Esher. All right. If you have Esher now, I would discuss this with your medical provider. You know, it's one of those things where my patients who have it love it when their gynecologist gave it to them, but not everything is free of risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroiliac at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroiliac.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.